tonight's chavura is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Abe's father, Rafal ben Avram. So we start a brand new Mishnah, brand new parak, and it begins Dine Mamonis Peshleisha, Zebor Lo Echad and Zebor Lo Echad. So it's a very vague Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to try to clarify what the Mishnah is talking about. So you have someone choosing one, and it's not clear who that someone is, and what's the one that he's choosing. That's something that's going to be clarified in the Mishnah. Basically, we're setting up a Bezdin in some way, shape, or form by people choosing. So you have one guy chooses one, another guy chooses another, and they both choose a third. Okay? That might mean each one choosing a bezdin of three, or it might mean each one choosing a dayan to ultimately equal one bezdin, as we're going to see as the Gemara progresses. Chachamim Omrim, no. Chachamim say you got it wrong, not in the fact that Zebor Aloech and Zebor Alech, that's true, but Chachamim say Shnei Dayonin Borin Loed Echad. So you have a Machlekes Tanoim, if the third Echad, which we're not sure if that means a Bezdin or a Dayan, to make a Bezdin of three, Chachamim say that third one does not comprise of the two Balei Dinim that getting together, rather it's the two Dayonim collaborating and choosing the third, whatever the third means. Again, not being clear yet in the Gemara. What do you mean? Those two Batei Dinim. Shtei Dayanim. Uh-huh. Right. How would that, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Okay. So maybe you're right in that in Chachamim, that wouldn't be. But the Gemara is going to reject it in a second from the Echad. You're true. It's true. In Rabbi Meir, it works better. Fine. Let's see what the Gemara says. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Zeh posel dayan shel zeh, v'zeh posel dayan shel zeh." Again, you have the same question of dayano, right? In the Havamina of the Gemara, dayano also can mean one dayan. I mean, can mean many dayanim because each one is canceling each other out, so I assume it would mean in that Havamina, the Bezdin are. Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is Medayik by Eidav, but the Gemara, I don't think the Gemara, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the Gemara makes the Diak of Dayanah. So what he was asking was how do you say Dayanin as referring to a whole Batei Dinim, but I don't think the Gemara picks up on that, but we'll see. So the Gemara, I think, assumes in the Havamina that could even be three. But we'll see that's going to be rejected in a second. So Rabbi Meir holds they possible each other out, and then you're left with the ultimately the Dayanim that you're left with. The Gemara says, no, so the Chachamim say, Emasai, Bizmansha may be a land raya shein, kroivin oi psulim. You can't just invalidate people. You can't invalidate Dayanim. If you want to invalidate, so you have to have a raya, that they're a karov, that they're a posel. But if they were Ksheyan or they were Mumchin, so then you can't. So that's Chacham say that's not going to fly. Then the Gemara goes on, shifts to the din of Edim, not making a Bezdin. Each litigant has the ability to postle each other's Edim. Chacham say once again, even by Edim, Emasai, when could you postle Edim? When can you invalidate Edim? But if they're kosher, you don't have the ability to pass. Right. Fine. So again, we didn't clarify what the Mishnah is speaking about, if it's nine total or three total, but that's the original Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to clarify. Something to keep in mind, Akasha. That the Chiddushei Aran asked at the beginning of the parak. The first line of the Mishnah, Dine Mamonis Beshleisha, right? We know that already. Why are you telling me Dine Mamonis Beshleisha? So the Ran says, because we had a little bit of a break. We were talking about a lot of different inyanim in the second parak. It was Geshmak, but, you know, kind of got a little bit sidetracked. And we got to link things back, which is really true. We're getting back to the nitty-gritties of what Dinei Torah is all about. A lot of Chesha Mishpat and Hilchos Dayanim comes from our parak, which is a different style limud, and it connects to the Sotos of the first parak, and that's just like it's like a fishing rod. We're gonna wheel it back into Dinei Monos Shlesh. The Bach is a different pshat. The Bach thinks that it's when you want to do a Dinei Monos Shlesh as opposed to a pshara, so then this is the way you do it through Zohar Baruch Le'echad, but it's coming la'afuke, a group of people, litigants, that said, let's do a pshara, then you wouldn't need to choose a third dayan and do it in this exact manner. Rav Soloveitchik had a totally different mahalach. And I'd like to just preface that, what his mahalach is before we read the Gemara, and once we read the Gemara, I'll be able to introduce his mahalach, which was a fascinating mahalach. So listen to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My zebar lo echad v'zebar lo echad." What does the Gemara even mean? Like we said, it's such a vague statement. This chooses one, this chooses one. Bitlasa sagi, which means Rashi learns that the Gemara was assuming that what? That each one would choose a bezdin. And then you would end up with how many people? You would end up with 9. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. That's ridiculous. You just need 3 dayanim. Why? You just said, dinei mamonos b'shlosha. So the Gemara says, hachikamar. No. Kish hezebar lo bezdin echad. Vizebar lo bezdin echad. Shnein barlon od echad. When this guy chooses his bezdin, and this guy chooses his bezdin, so both of them come together and choose a third bezdin. Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Hachamri, because zeb baral bezdin echad, zeb baral bezdin echad, v'chol echad postel bezdin shabir chaveru, and each one cancels each other out. V'ainu rotsa l'dun mefonav, and he doesn't like the other litigant's bezdin. Ah, so then what do you do? Then they have to come together. Shneim baral moed echad. Either according to Rav Meir means shneim the balei dinim, or according to Rabbanon, shneim means the shnei dayon. So, ask the Gemara kasha. Vafilu loyva motzi ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, a lot of dinei Torah, of dinei mamonos, is going to be a loyva and a malva. It's going to be a lender and a borrower. So the Gemara is assuming that what? Litigants have the right to choose which bezdin they want to go to. So Gemara says, vafilu loyva, even the loyva, motzi ma'akiv. Va'amar Rav Lazar loyshanu ela milve avaloyva kofin oso vidan ve'iro. So the Gemara says it can't be, because Rav Lazar, which the Gemara quotes later on in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Lazar holds that there's a concept in halacha of eved loyva leish malve. There's a kein and abdus, that there's a shibud, that you did me a toiva that you lent to me. So now I am subservient. I am subordinate to you. The Gemara says at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, right before the parak ends, Eved Loiva Leish Malva. The Gemara says that he's forced to go to the place that the Malva wants to, because the Malva has the upper hand. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Gemara's kasha is, how can the Gemara assume that both litigants have a right to choose a dayan that seems to go against Rabbi Lazar's klal of Eved Loiva Leishmal? So the Gemara says, let's see Rashi, Loishanu, Echad Oimer Nidoim Kan, Ve'echad Oimer Neilich Lebeis Havad, Koifin Oisev Ahoilich Lebeis Havad. So Rashi is very interesting. Rashi quotes a specific case. Rashi says that there was something called the Beis Havad, which let's say was like the central court. The central court. So the Malva says, the Loiva says, let's go to the Bezdin right here. The Malva says, no, I want to go to the Beis Havad. So Rashi says, then we would go with the Malva and ignore the Loiva. What happens in another situation? What happens in a situation where what? Where the Malva says, no, I want to go to another Bezdin. And it's not the Beis Havad. It's not like the courthouse, but it's bigger Talmidei Chacham. What's the din then? Would the Malva also have the upper hand in such a situation? Or not? Or maybe no. Specifically, Rashi meant when he says, I want to go to the main courthouse. But if it's not the main courthouse, if it's just some reason why these other Dayanim are better, then you're not allowed to go. Then the Malva doesn't have the upper hand.
Well, I have to go all the way up.
Oh, so why would you have to go all the way up? So the reason why I was medayik in this Rashi of Beis Havad, I wouldn't make this diyuk. But if you look at the Ran in the beginning of this perek on this machlekes on this issue of Eved Loiv Leish Malva, the Rabbeinu David, he quotes from the Rabbeinu David that this idea of the Malva winning is specifically by the Beis Havad, by the Iker Kordes. But if the Malva just has a taina that my Dayanim are bigger Talmidei Chachamim than yours, but they're not the Beis Havad, says the Rabbeinu David, then you go back to Zabla. This is, by the way, that's the way to refer to our Mishnah, Zabla. Zebor lo echad v'zebor lo echad. In Sfarim, it's called Zabla. It's a Zabla Bezdin. And that's the jargon of Dayanim now. You can go through a Zabla type of Bezdin, which is mean we choose each, and then there's a third litigant that's chosen by both of those Dayanim. So, Rabbeinu David is holding, even if there's a Svara. What's the Svara? Everyone agrees that those other people are Chachamim, and it's known. Those other Dayanim that the Malva is saying are greater Chachamim. Says the Rabbeinu David, no. If it's not the Beis Havad, then we go back to Zabla. Says the Ramban against the Rabbeinu David, as quoted by the Ran in the beginning of the Perek, no. It's Lav Dafka Beis Havad. It's Lav Dafka Beis Havad. It's any time that what? That there is some Svara to say that his Bezdin is better, then we apply the din of Eved Loiv Leish Malva, then he wins. And Zabla, says the Ramban, listen carefully, this is very sodistic, says the Ramban, Zabla, this idea of the Mishnah, that we choose each our litigants, and we treat everyone equal, is only when we're exactly on equal footing. That our Batei Dinim are exactly parallel. That's what the Ramban says at the beginning of the Perek. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik and asks, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikes between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David? Why is it that the Ramban says what? That, no, even if it's a little Svara, a little bit of a better Talmud Chacham, we don't go with the Zabla, we go with the Mile of the Malve. And whereas Rabbeinu David says, no, it's only Beis Havad and everything else, we go with Zabla. Says Rav Soloveitchik something fascinating. He says, there's two ways to learn our parak. Which really gets to the first question that I asked. Let's look at the first Mishnah. Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha, Zebor Lo Echad, V'Zebor Lo Echad. Why, once again, did the Mishnah introduce our Perek with Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha? Said Rav Soloveitchik, B'Shem the Rabbeinu David, and he thought this was Pashup Shat in the Rambam, the way he brings down our Mishnah, that the Rambam says, K'dei She'yetze Hadin La'amito, the optimal Bezdin that there is with the Derech of the third Perek of Zabla. Means if you would ask the Rambam, and you would ask the Rabbeinu David, we have to try in any way, shape, or fashion that we can get to the situation of Zabla. Which means I chose one, you chose the other, and either the two of them chose the third, or we ourselves chose the third. That's the Machlokes Rav Meir Chachamim. But the Mishnah is now going back. It's Gevaldik, it's Diyuk in the Mishnah. You want to know why the Mishnah repeated the phrase Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha? Because now we're going to teach you the best way to get to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. The most optimal way to get to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha that we even would rather, even if the Malva has a Svara of a bigger Talmud Chacham, doesn't matter, Zabla is primary. Ah! You have a Beis Havad, fine. We can't argue with the Beis Havad. But everything except for a Beis Havad, Zabla is the best way. That's the way that the Gemara is going to say, K'dei She'yetzei Adin La'amito. Whereas the Ramban is saying no. The Ramban is just saying, when we're stuck, when we don't have a way to agree, we can't figure out a Bezdin, so the Mishnah says, Mishnah is Mechadish to us in the third parak, there's a new way that you can try to resolve your battles. What is that new way? That new way is through choosing the Bezdin like this. But according to the Ramban, Rasolveitchik Tainud, this is the old Batei Dinim. This is just a new derech to get to what? The original perek. It's just now it's through choosing, and now hopefully we'll be able to quiet down and ease the tension of the Bale, of the Batei Dinim. And this is also a kosher Bezdin. But not that the Mishnah was being mechadish to me that this is the optimal way. No, the Ramban was just saying, if there are no other svaras of how to choose a Bezdin, so then choose this. This is also emistic. This is also mutter. This is also kosher. But says the Ramban, if you have any svara, not to go like this, even if it's not a Beis Avad, if it's a Talmud Chacham, so then go with that svara. Then we don't have to resolve the battles like this. We can resolve the battles with that svara. The Ramban's saying that it's not an ikr nekuda in the optimal way of setting up a Bezdin.
Yeah.
Excellent. So that perfect. So listen to what Eitan's saying. I think mamish what Eitan's saying is two ways to learn the next Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara Pratakasha, really? All the litigants have a say over here? What happened to the cloud of Evid all over Vafilu Loiva Matsina Akiv? Vomer of Lazar Lashana Lamalva Valoiva Koifanoisavadan Biro. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. The Gemara says, we're talking about a situation where it's what? Where it's our kol shebesuria, and therefore, that's not going to be a situation where the malva has an upper hand. So therefore, our mission is not against the klal of Rabbi Elazar of a malva saying, I want to go up to the Beis Avad, at least according to Rashi and Rabbeinu David. Because we were talking about a case where it was Dayanim that were not so experts, that were not such Talmidei Chachamim. They were our Kol Shavasuria, they were a lower level Batei Dinim that the Malva wanted to go there. And the Loiva says, no, I don't want to go there. It's not such great Dayanim. But obviously the Malva wasn't saying, let's go up to the Beis Havad, and therefore it's not against the Klal of Rebbe Elazar. Fine. Bar Kol Shavasuria. Ava Mumchen Loi. But if it was Mumchen, no. Which, by the way, so now, according to the Ramban, it doesn't even have to be Mumchen. It could just be Dayanim L'chora. It should be even Dayanim that are more Talmidei Chacham, because any Svara is going to tip the scales according to the Ramban. So the Gemara says, fine. So then the Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives a different answer. Filu Tema Mumchen, no, we're even talking about a machloik is between the litigants about mumchin, but what? Given Beit Dina de Rav Huna de Rav Chista, the Ka'amar le mi katarach nalach. The Gemara is talking about where they're in the same town. Rashi says tarayu b'chad makom. It's in a situation where both Batei Dinim are in the same town. So then he says, I'm not making you mi matriach. So then, in such a situation, he has the ability to respond and to say and to be ma'akif because he's not being matriach. The Malve. So then the Gemara goes on to say, V'chachomim omrim, Shnei dayonim borin lo erechen. The litigants are not the ones who choose the third dayon, but rather the dayonim that were chosen are the ones to choose that third dayon. V'stalka dayta kedam rinan bezdin. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what? If you're learning like we learned in the Havamina, there was three and three that get canceled out, and then we're left with the last three. So who's choosing the last three? Who's choosing the last three according to Rabbanon? The Dayanim. So the Gemara says, that's strange. You just passled Dayanim, and now those are your representatives to choose who the third set of Dayanim are, the Bezdin is. Basa de pasle lehu, azlu barle bedin achrina? After you invalidated these Dayanim, those are going to be the ones who are going to decide? They're invalid. So why should they even have the choice of who's kosher? They're just going to get other psulim that they hang out with. The Gemara says, so that's a pella. So the Gemara says, v'oid, my zeh bora lo echad, v'zeh bora lo echad. Also says the Gemara, why is it echad, but rather it should be, what should it be? V'oid, my zeh bora demashma dehochi dina. Meaning, the Gemara is asking, Mai ze bor lo echad. Because the way the Gemara, again, the Gemara starts off, Hachi Gemara. Kish ze bor lo echad ve ze bor lo echad. It sounds like what? It sounds like, oh, in a situation where what? The Gemara's original answer is, when they invalidated each other, so then these two groups are now going to choose a third Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, Va'od, my zeh bar lo echad zeh bar lo echad. It sounds like what? It sounds like that's the din. It sounds like that's not in post facto in a bidyevit situation where they potled each other, that's when we get a third. It sounds like, no, this is the protocol. This is Taka the protocol, Zuadin. So according to your pshat of the Hachikamar of the original Gemara, when it's because it's that postal as that, that doesn't sound like what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Hachikamar. So now you have a little bit of a girsa issue. Listen to what the Gemara says. Ela Hachikamar. Kishizeb borlo dayanechad, vizeb borlo dayanechad. So we switch from batei dinim. When this guy chooses one dayan, and this guy chooses another dayan. So what do we just leave? No one's passeling anyone. I choose one, and you choose the other. And now machlekes are meir chachamim. If the dayanim choose the third, which are not psule dayanim, they're good dayanim, valid dayanim, or the balei dinim themselves choose the third. So now, first of all, we just resolved the last question. It makes sense. That's a din. And also, it makes sense what that they're not having invalid dayanim that are choosing other people, because they're still valid. But it seems like there's a girsa issue over here. I don't want to give a whole shir on a girsa issue on a Bach, but it's fascinating in light of what Rav Soloveitchik just was mechadish. What would the Gemara just say? How to read the Mishnah? Ela hachli kamar. Kishezeb bor lo dayan echad, vizeb bor lo dayan echad, shneim bor lo nechad. What does the Bach take out? Anyone see? What? Kisheh. What's the nafkamina of Kisheh or Zeh? Marsha also takes it out. He says the Girsa is really Zeh. Rabbi, again, what did Rav Soloveitchik say? Achleikus Rishayinim, if our Mishnah is the optimal Bezdin, is that the best way? Or is it that no, in a situation where there's a Machleikus, so this is a way to resolve as well. Achleikus Rabbeinu David and the Ramban. What?
I was just going to ask, it's almost like, in this sort of scenario, when you're picking one up,
yeah,
when won't there be my
lawyer? Right.
It's almost like,
okay,
like you're choosing your lawyer,
I'm not my lawyer. I'm not saying you're going to enjoy this dintaira, but you'll see in a second why the Gemara says that this is good. It's a fascinating statement of Rashi, but we'll get there in a second. But you're right, it's probably going to be a little dirty. But, but Rabbi Yisai, that's exactly the two girsels. If you have the girsel of Kishet, like we have the girsa, so we're talking about a situation. This is a matzav. The only way for us to get the things rolling, like Eitan's saying, these guys are they're so beregas with each other, and I gotta choose my dayan. I gotta choose. Okay, this also works. This is also good. He'll choose his dayan. He'll choose that dayan, and some way they'll get machlokes chacham and rabbanon. How they get to kishe zebor loechad. This is also kosher. Not only what we said in the first mishnah. This is also kosher. Or no. If you're learning like the Rabbeinu David, like Rav Soloveitchik's found in the Rambam and the Rabbeinu David, that it's optimal, so then what two letters are you going to take out? Kishah. Rather, you're going to read the Mishnah. Zeh! This is the ideal! This is the tachlis! This is the best! This is the best way to be yoytze adin la'amitzai. As we're going to see in a second, Hachi Kamar, either Kishah Zeh, or Zeh, which is a girsa that might be a major machlokes rishonim, v'zeh bar lo dayan echad, shneim bar lo nechad, Maishna da'av dihachi, so frek the Gemara Kasha, why do we do this? So now, Amrei b'ma'arov v'mishmei d'Rav Zira, so they say, in Yerushalayim, in the name of Rav Zira, mitoch shezeh bor lo dayan echad, v'zeh bor lo dayan echad, v'shnein bor lo od echad, yotza hadin la'amitai. So this is what you were saying, Eitan. Listen to what Rashi says. Because this guy's choosing one, and this guy's choosing one, and either both of the guys that they chose are choosing the third, or out we ourselves collaborate and choose the third, yotza adin la'amito. Now, I ask you, what does that mean, yotza adin la'amito? Is that like the Ramban that's saying, oh, by the way, it's not possible. This is also going to be an emes to gebezin? But the chiddush of the Gemara is telling you that don't think that this is, that the only way is like we had in the first parak, but this is also an option if you get stuck? Or no? Yotza Adin La'amito is telling you like what Eitan was saying. Adarabba, these guys are involved. This is going to be the best type of bezin, and they're going to rely on the bezin because they know these are the guys that they chose. So listen to the Lashon of Rashi. Yotza din la'amitoi. Detzaisei balei dinim, that the balei dinim are going to actually listen. It's one thing to have a din Torah, it's another thing to get the balei dinim to listen to the psak. Detzaisei balei dinim, desavar achayev, harei ani ba'atzmi birayrti ha'echot. I myself chose him. V'imoye yochel la'hapich b'schusi. And if he was able to turn over the world to merit me, v'imoye yochel la'hapich b'schusi, ha'yem ha'hapich, he would have done it, because I chose him, he's my man. And the Dayanim also, it's not only by the litigants that will listen, it's also by virtue of the Dayanim, that the Dayanim themselves are going to do whatever it takes to help their Balei Dinim, because they were chosen by their Balei Dinim. Does this Rashi sound bad? I was just sitting at a chasen next to Rabbi Ben Vicky. We were schmoozing. And he was asking what we're learning in the shul. So I said, we're starting the third paragraph. So he says, I don't know what that Rashi is talking about. This is the Rashi he was referring to. What that Rashi is saying. Rabbi, the title of tonight's shir is the source for corrupt Batei Dinim. How corrupt does this sound? So what about the second half of Rashi? I know that this Dayan is going to do whatever it takes for me to win.
That's what I was getting at before. It seems... But beyond that, it almost seems to trump, or it almost seems to totally disregard the whole idea.
It's okay, you could say Trump.
It disregards the whole idea of Bezdin to be that Dinim Amaro's solution to begin with, just because of the fact that if you know that one Dayan is automatically going to be in my court, and the other Dayan is come together to get one.
Well, you'll never resolve your issue. You need a achra.
But if you have to come together, so to figure out the single.
The two, right.
Thing, I think there's another way to read this issue.
Yeah.
Is that it looks like, or you can actually read it, because they chose the third one.
Right. So what does that mean? They're going to do whatever it takes to...
No. So they would... They don't, I think it says that they would feel... good.
Obliged.
Even though... I don't think it's the obliged. You know,
good. Chas v'shalom, is it obliged? But Rabbi Yisai, we got to see the Rosh. Turn to the Rosh. The second half of the Rashi? That's what they're at. The Dayanim. The Toanim? No. That's even a machleik's rishonim, if that's even mutter. It's a machleik's rishonim in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim. But it's no. In this figure, we're not referring to Tayanim. We're talking about Dayanim. Yeah. But I agree with you that Tayanim are usually doing that. It's a problem. Whatever. Rabbi Yisai, let's see the Rush. This is why I look at the way the Rush presented. It's a fascinating Rush. It's in Simit Beis. Rashi's saying the psychology of the litigants, but then he says, but then he says also the Dayanim. He says two things. Look at the end of Rashi. That's what I'm more bothered. I'm fine with the psychology of the litigants. That's what Eitan was saying. I was involved, so I'm going to listen. But then Rashi says what? V'hadayanim ba'atzmam noichadaitam lahavik b'chushneim mipnei sheshneim birurim. I owe him. This guy chose me. He gave me a job. I owe this guy. Zok the Rosh in Simon Beis. Mipnei sheyesh chaseire das. Rabbi Yisai, publicize this Rosh. There are those that are lacking das. Toyin bedivrei Rashi. They make a huge mistake with Rashi's statement in this Gemara. V'lomedim imenu, and they learn from this. Sha'adayin yeshloi lahapich v'schus oisei shebirer. And people learn this Rashi and they think that the Dayan should now try to do things that are not Kedin and not Emesik, because they owe one to the guy who chose them. V'nogu kama anoshim livor lehem bal tachboilet. And the Rosh apparently met some rabbis that said that the Dayanim are allowed to do whatever it takes. Even if it takes force, or it takes whatever it takes, you are allowed to do this, and even if it's sheker. V'cholila v'chas. Leidiktiku b'dvarov, shekosav disavre, hare ani birarti. Ki usover kein sheyapoch b'schuso, yoser mi'b'schus ha'acher, mitoch zet tzayis l'dineyem. He's going to focus more on this guy more than the other one, but everything's going to be emistic. He can't come up with a new svara yesh me'ayin to merit him. If he does any tricking, it's usher. He just focuses and dwells into it, but everything has to be al PMS. But says the Rosh, this caused a major problem of corruption already in his day. And ad kidei kach, there were some dayanim that said, even if you want to go with Rav Soloveitchik's pshat, Zabla is out because people messed up what Zabla meant, and they were toya from what Rashi's statement was in terms of Zabla. But according to most poskim, Zabla is definitely an option, and it's even used today. This din of Zabla, we have the paskin like the Chachamim that the two dayanim are the ones who choose the third dayan. However, there is a statement in the Raman Simen Yud Gimel that the Rama paskins that this is all true unless there was a Bez Din HaKavua. There's a Bez Din HaKavua, then that eradicates the Din of Zabla, and the litigants have to go to the Bez Din HaKavua, and that eradicates Zabla. So, if that's the case, it sounds like there was, above and beyond the Mishnah, there was a Takana made, that the Rama quotes from the Rishonim, that when they have a Bez Din HaKavua, that you go to the Bez Din HaKavua, and even though the Mishnah says Zabla is fine, we don't do that anymore. So, Rav Moshe, in his Truvis, in Simen Gimel, talks about something that I want to talk about in a second. But in the end of the Truva, V'hoda kosev harama, dim dayonim kvuim be'ir. They're dayonim, they're set dayonim in the ear. Lo yachol lomer lo edin lefneim ele b'zeh borer b'zabla. I'm only going to do a zabla. Zerak ba'ayoro shebninosteinu shoyem mismanim me'a'ir. It's only appointees that were appointed from the city. Says the Rav Moshe, but that was in the times where there were appointees of the city. Ava, listen to what Rav Moshe said. In New York, leko dayonim kvuim shenismanu me'ayir ubefrat sheika oid agudos v'chaburos. Sharabonim, sheleka af minoy mikol arabonim shebeir, lachen kisheroitze echon mehem bezabla, muchrochen lebech bezabla dak. Says Rav Moshe aloch lemaisa, what the Ramah says that Zabla stops and the Mishnah's din doesn't apply because we have bezdin akavua shebeir. Says Rav Moshe that's not practical in America. The Brooklyn, Aguda has their Batei Dinim, the RCA has their Batei Dinim. There's no one Beis Din for New York in our door, or New Jersey for our door. And if a litigant wants to go through Zablas, they're allowed to go through Zablas. We are not limited anymore from a Beis Din for Be'ir. I'm not sure that's the minig. I have to check in there, because there's a Shevet Alevi that I think does not agree, and thinks that the Ramos in Eretz Yisrael, that the Ramos Psak might be Nogea. But however you slice it, according to Rav Moshe in America, the din of Zabla is still applicable, and these are all halach lemaisa, possibly according to Soloveitchik, might even be ideal according to some Rishayim. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there is a major problem with the whole premise of our whole discussion, and this brand new topic of the way to get to this new Bezdin, whether or not it's ideal or just an option, like the Ramban said. However you slice it, Zabla is on the table, and Rabbi Yishai even said that it's Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, even Bizman Hazeh. We learned in the Gemara and Dafhei that there is a din that a Dayan Mumche, Don Afilu Yechidi, and he could be koife you to come to court. So if he's a mumche l'rabim, even if he's one dayan, and the Gemara says he can force you to come to court, so then what? So then our whole parak doesn't make any sense. What do you mean you can choose the dayan, he could choose the dayan? If I get a dayan that's a mumche, he could force you to come to court against your will. How do you now start choosing? So the Tosfos is saying that the Gemara earlier, it seems to contradict our whole parak. Let's see the Tosfos, one second. Tosfos, Dira Masla, Dona Fili Yechidi, Mumchle Rabim, Dona Fili Yechidi. And then Tosfos says, V'yachol Lachuf Es Ha'odem Bal Korcho, and he could force the guy against his will to come to court, right? So now just skip to the end of Tosis, second two lines from the end of the Tosis. Our Mishnah. Sounds like the only way you can come to court is if I choose you to be a dayan and I was involved, but there is no din of Bal Karcho. So Tosfos is asking our kasha. There seems to be a stira between the Gemara over here and Daf Hei, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin Chav Gim. Says Tosfos, no. Hani Mili, there's two ways for a person to not accept and to reject. Hani Mili, Kisha Oymer Lo Yodin Lefnei Zeh El Lefnei Zeh. Avalim Omer Shelo Yavu Lebezdin Klal. Oem Avaloyve Ve'enu Rotu Lodin Klal Be'iro. Kofinoso Vedonoso Bal Korcho. Tosfos says, very simple. There could be a situation where a guy says, I don't even want to talk to you. I'm not coming to any Bati Dinim. You're totally off. That was the Gemara and Daf Hei. Guy rejects like that, so then we'll force him to come to court, and he can come against his will. But if a guy says, no, I'm willing to come to court. I just don't like your Dayanim, and I want to be involved in the process, and I want to choose Dayanim, but I want to be some of them that I accept. So that's our Gemara, but that's something that's very important. Before we actually learn this parak, so that's how you jive the two gemaras. So let's go by it. Fine. Says the gemara, Chachamim Oimrim that it's not the balei dinim, but rather it's the dayanim themselves that have to be involved in the process to choose the third dayan. Name of the Rav Yehuda Merav Kamiflegi. So let's suggest that Rav Yehuda Merav that this machlokes Chachamim or Meir, who's choosing the third dayan? Is it the balei dinim? Or is it the Dayanim is totally on a statement of Rav Yehuda Merav? What was the statement of Rav Yehuda Merav? Tamar Rav Yehuda Merav, Ina idim choysen al ashtar, elim ken yoidin mi choysen imoim. You have to know, in general, it's kedai to know whenever you're asked to be a witness, to be an aide, you have to know something about the other person that you're either signing with, or you're being made at a chasenoi with, you're being mitzarif as an aide with. Right? So Rav Yehuda Merav says, find out. Rav Meir, Leslie de Rav Yehuda Merav, so Rav Meir says, it's not important. The Dayanim don't have to be involved in the process. So obviously Rav Meir holds that that's not crucial. And Rabbanan is Leder Rav Yehuda Merav. And Rabbanan hold, no, that is crucial. And therefore the Dayanim have to be involved in the process. Because whoever I need to know what type of group I'm getting involved with. So let's see Rashi over here. Elim kin yoidim mi choysen imoim. That was a statement of Rav Yehuda Merav, right? Why? What's the problem? Why do you have to know who the other eight is? Shema yichtemu imahem eid echad pasul. Umevatel eidas kulam v'nimtzu elu boishim. What does Rashi say? What's going to happen? You're going to sign with this other eight, and it's going to be nimtze echad miyem karvo pasul. And the halacha is, we learn nimtze echad miyem karvo pasul, one of the eidim being pasul, throws out the whole group of Edus, even if it's more than two people. We learned even if there are five Edus, the whole cat is The whole kad is thrown out. It's not acceptable hidus. It's an embarrassing experience. So what? The Gemara suggests, Rabbanan, Savri, Isli, Derbi, Unamarav. Helkach, let's see the next Rashi. Das ha-dayanim b'yin, and therefore you need the dayanim to be involved in the process of who's going to be the third dayan. Why? She'ivru mi yeshiv emohem adam hagun. She'ivru adam hagun. Why did Rashi change adam hagun? Sounds like over here that it's just like it's not a din that it's going to be puzzle. The shaila is over here. The chashash of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the nimtza echamim karvo pasul, is that the same halacha that's going to apply to dayanim? Is that the same exact chashash, or we're just borrowing from a case of edus that in a case of edus where if one guy's pasul, everyone's going to be pasul. So also, whenever you get involved in a group, you should be involved with good guys. What I'm asking is the psak is batal because technically we don't have three dayanim, but do they become possible dayanim when you have one dayan that's possible? Do you say the same halacha of nimtza echamim karav apostle by edus is the same halacha to dayanis as well? Or do you say no, whoever's possible can walk away, but the rest of the dayanim were kosher dayanim. We had that earlier. Excellent. Where did we have that earlier? We had it. It's a suffix in the Mishnah Melech. We had it. Mishnah Melech assumes that it, whatever you say by Edis, you say by Dayanis. And the Ktzos HaChoshen said, not true. It's only by a group of Edim. You don't say it by a Dayan. What the Ktzos HaChoshen said, I'll bring you a Raya from a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says what? That Rav Acha bar Rav Ika says you should get three people on the Bezdin, even though what? Really, it's sufficient to have with one. The Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. The Gemara, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines down. Really, 9 lines down. Really, you only need one dayan for dinei mamonos. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'tzedek tishpo namisecha," singular lashon. Elimishum yoshri kronos. So rather, it's because they're going to be at yoshri kronos. So we don't want a person who's not doesn't know the halachos. So therefore, ata betzlusa milo habi yoshri kronos. Yevshur delesbu chad the gomer. So the Gemara says, "What? In three, you're not going to have yoshri kronos." The Gemara says, "No. If you have three dayanim." So then one of them is going to be a qualified dayan. But if the other two guys are not qualified, so it should disqualify even the third dayan. So it's nimtzeachamim karv apostle. Says the Ksos HaChoshen, arrive from this Gemara, you don't say nimtzeachamim karv apostle by dayanim. That was his ray against the Mishlam. Now, at Bishaito, we had a lot of problems with this Ksos HaChoshen. We had a Chedusher Meir Simcha that said it's not a good raya because there's no tziruf over here, because again, why is there no tziruf over here? We're working within who? Rav Acha bar Rav Ika holds only you need is one. So if you have the ability to get one, so then that's where you don't have nimtzeachamim karav apostle. It's not a good comparison to edus where you actually need a group, and that's where you're going to say nimtzeachamim karav apostle. But lamaisa on the books, you're right. When we dealt with it, we had a few ways of learning this Gemara to deal with the Ktzos's diuk, but that's the way the Ktzos came out. And we thought that it was Machlokes Rishonim and Yevamos on Daf Kuf Dalid. But Lamaisa, that might be the Nakudas, there might be Rishonim over here, depending on what your chash is in the application of Rav Yehuda Marav to Dayanim, because Rav Yehuda Marav was talking about Eden. Now we're applying it to Dayanim. If you're saying that it's the exact same comparison, like Rashi said by Eidos, that it's Nimtzachamim Karv Apostle, so then you would say Nimtzachamim Karv Apostle also by Dayanim. But if you say, like Rashi actually doesn't say, he says nothing about Nimtzeachim Mekarv Apostle when it comes to the case of Dayanim, so perhaps that could be because, no, by Dayanim it just meant, don't hang out with an Adam Sheino Hagen. Not because, post facto, that's going to be Nimtzeachim Mekarv Apostle, because that klal doesn't necessarily exist when it comes to Dayanim, but rather that over here it's just an adam, it's adam sheino hagun, but you wouldn't have the problem of nimtza echad mehem karvu pasul. So then the Gemara says, lo, really everyone dechulei ama islu de Rav Yehuda Merav. Everyone agrees to Rav Yehuda Merav, and that you should know who you're getting involved with and who you're grouping up with. Again, whether or not that means nimtzeh or rapusel is up for debate in terms of explaining this Gemara, and the Rishonim debate that over here. V'das dayanim kulei ama lo pliga debinan. So now the Gemara says, and rather, the knowledge and the involvement of the dayanim, everyone agrees. Bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbanan. So we're shifting the Mishnah. Everyone agrees that you need the dayanim's involvement. So what's the machlekes? Ki pligi das balei dinim. Rabbi Meir sover das balei dinim nami boin. And Rabbi Meir sover. Rabbi Meir holds that it's not sufficient just to have the das of the dayanim. You have to also have the das of the balei dinim. Rabbanan sover das dayanim boinon. Das balei dinim loy boin. And Rabbanan say no. You only have the das dayanim, but you don't have the das balei dinim. It's sufficient with the das dayanim as well. But and Memela the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yehuda Merav's statement is unanimous, and everyone would agree that you would need at least das dayanim. So the Gemara just said, let's just finish off. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav. The Gemara says, Eina edim chesvan ashtar tanya nami hachi kachayu nikiya adash yirushalayim oistin loya chesvan al ashtar. Elim kein yoidim mi choisim imoim, loy yoishim bebezdin, elim kein yoidim mi yoishim imoim, loy nechosim besuda, elim kein yoidim mi meisiv imoim. So Gemara says, bein be'edis, bein be'dayonis, and then the Gemara throws in a last halacha, that even legabe, who you eat with, that is also that you have to know who you're sitting with. We got to switch this clock. Totally, what did Bach say about Eden and Aaron? It's in Beis?
Yeah.
Shalom ayu she'ilu baladidim borim shem alo yehogin v'lo yeh hashnayim yichoyim loymer in on yoshun imze v'shem yivayishin also avashur borulo ze echad ze. Right, it sounds like it's not a din of nimtzeh chamim karo apostle. It's just that they're going to cause a busha. Right.